It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Kennedy.
I'm Sean Duffy, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, November 8th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. Election Day is finally here as Americans all across the country exercise their most important right, the right to vote. These midterms are particularly consequential on the national level this time around, as the balance of power in Congress may see a major shift. In both Pennsylvania and Georgia, some key Senate races could be the deciding factor in this.
What that means for Democrats and Republicans, who wins, who loses, will there be a runoff in that Senate race, which is going to be the real focus of what's going to be happening tonight.
Because this race is so tight between John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz, it could come down to a few hundred votes.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Of course, a number of big races to watch with these midterms on this election day. On this podcast, we're focusing on two states which may have gotten the most attention, Georgia and Pennsylvania. Both swing states and both crucial to both Democrats and Republicans alike trying to win the outcomes of this election. The Fox News Power Rankings had the Georgia governor's race as a toss-up, but then by the end of the summer, the polls shifted to lean red.
The history that these two have, these two met back in 2018, and Governor Brian Kemp, in assuming the office, beat Stacey Abrams by a narrow margin.
Fox News radio correspondent Gernal Scott's reporting from Atlanta.
I think this time around, they're seeing now that they've had 4 years of Brian Kemp, they see what he's done. His supporters have liked his handling of the economy in Georgia, how through the pandemic he kept things open, and he has built a very strong base. Now, that is not to discount Stacey Abrams. No one in recent political memory that I've seen, perhaps maybe outside of Barack Obama, has done more to get out the vote among Democrats in the place where they have been. And Stacey Abrams must be given credit for that. She has said in recent events that more people have been registered than voted in 2018. We'll see how it goes, but yes, they have put this on a lean red because of the history Brian Kemp has. 4 years in office, they see what he's done, and I think that has sort of won the day for that. Now, again, we don't know until the votes are counted, so we will absolutely see exactly what will happen in that race.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams, not only getting out the vote, but getting out the fundraising too. She raised almost $50 million in this race. That is a huge amount of money. Do you think that some Democratic donors, though, at this point, with the polls indicating that Kemp may be able to take this, do you think some of the Democratic donors think their money may have been better spent elsewhere?
It's hard to get into the minds of those Democratic voters or those Democratic donors. I still think that they are very supportive of Stacey Abrams, and maybe there is some speculation of what may happen from this point on. I don't foresee another gubernatorial run, a third one for her, maybe something along the fundraising ranks beyond this, but because that's what she does. She does that very well. So it will remain to be seen exactly what the next page for Stacey Abrams will be should, and I have to say that, should she lose this race today.
Okay, you talked about getting out the vote. We know there has been a lot of drama in Georgia with recently changed voter laws, which was a Republican-led concept there in that state. This was criticized by Abrams and other Democrats as trying to suppress the vote. From what you can see on the ground there, with these new voting laws in Georgia, how has it affected the vote going into today's midterm?
Honestly, I haven't seen much indication that it has affected it that much. Again, with how Stacey Abrams has been able to rally voters, Yeah, there has been the perceived attempts to try to suppress the vote. However, it seems to be a record number. 2.3 million people, actually, more accurately, have already voted in this race. So it's hard to see that and justify a suppression of the vote. So I think when people are motivated, they're going to get out and do whatever they're going to do. So I think they will turn out. They have turned out for early voting. I think that benefits Democrats more. Republicans like to vote more on Election Day, and we'll see that happening today. That will even things out and put more of a final touch on whatever the outcomes will be today in all of these races.
We're speaking with Fox's Grinnell Scott. He is in Atlanta here for these midterm elections, talking about some of these top issues in Georgia, which are what? What have you talked to about with voters going into today, Grinnell?
Well, we've talked about, and it's what you've seen basically around the country, because voters are sort of following the narrative. For Democrats, it has been the state of our democracy and abortion. That's what they talk about most. For Republicans, it has been the economy, where we stand right now. They maintain the fact that this midterm is a referendum on Joe Biden and his policies, and that has been the rallying point for the Republican Party at this point. They have stayed within that that campaign window that we have seen over the last several weeks and months, and that will actually be the narrative that I think will be followed this evening, and we'll see what that means for Democrats and Republicans. Who wins? Who loses? Will there be a runoff? And in that Senate race, which is going to be the real focus of what's going to be happening tonight.
Yeah, let's talk about that Senate race, because abortion, obviously a big issue in Georgia. And that conversation has entered this Senate race between Democrat and the incumbent Raphael Warnock and the Republican challenger Herschel Walker. Now, Grinnell, you know there have been some scandals involving Walker, with a couple of women coming forward to say that in previous years he actually encouraged them to get abortions and paid for their abortions. He denies these claims, but he's also very pro-life. How do you think that whole issue is playing going into the Senate race, which continues to be a toss-up?
I mean, this it does continue to be a toss-up, and in fact, we have seen some indications from what Republicans have been able to tell me that they feel that Walker has edged ahead a little bit. And it depends on where you look to see that. But as far as the controversy surrounding Herschel Walker, there are a lot of Republicans, and here's the way I will put it. They're willing to look past that to support Republicans in gaining a majority in the United States Senate. That is sort of the goal that they want to achieve, and get rid of this 50-50 split that's in there now, and have Walker perhaps put them over the top and give them that 1-2 seat majority in the Senate. So they feel that Walker can be an effective senator. If not, he can learn on the fly. But Democrats are saying Walker in the Senate is a danger to democracy, and that is what they are hanging their hat on. Raphael Warnock saying experience is the big factor there.
The midterm elections are here, and so are we, with reporters all over the place covering every storyline. We're focused on both Georgia and Pennsylvania, with both states and some key races that hold major weight in these midterms. Much more coverage coming your way next. We also have Tanya J. Powers, Fox News reporter in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And Tanya, Pennsylvania, a huge state. Everyone focused, of course, on that Senate race. And just before the election here, we see a lawsuit from John Fetterman. Can you give us more details of what you're hearing on that?
Yes, this was a lawsuit that was filed it's the latest one, over the undated ballots. This has been a back and forth for a little while now. The state Supreme Court ruled last week that by state law, when you have a mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania, you have to sign and you have to date the envelope. Some of the ones that had been sent in didn't have the date on them. So there's been a back and forth over should those be counted, should they not. The state Supreme Court ruled just last week, yes, they will do is segregate them and set them aside. that they won't be immediately counted with everything else, but they will be put aside. I'm assuming in case this goes to the Supreme Court, they want to make sure that nothing is, you know, destroyed or whatever. They came out and clarified that later in the week to reiterate exactly what they wanted people to do with those when they were counting the ballots. I have also been lawsuits filed from different groups saying, no, these should be counted anyway. They got their vote in. They should be counted even if they didn't date the envelope. The Fetterman campaign has also filed a lawsuit in regard to all of this. They want them counted. So there's obviously a lot of back and forth with that. You've also got the delays that have been expected. I mean, you know, it's if we learned anything from 2020, it's that Pennsylvania takes a minute to
count
votes.
Well, and this time around, we might see that again. What are people saying there in Pennsylvania about maybe not having a result tonight in this critical Senate race, which really could determine the balance of power in the entire chamber?
It could. People here seem to kind of, I guess, expect it. I guess they kind of realize, okay, this is what's going on by the way that the state laws are written regarding their, you know, their vote counting and things like that. The mail-in ballots can't even be processed until Election Day. I guess in some states they can do those earlier when they come in, you know, but they can't process them in Pennsylvania until Election Day starts. So this morning when the polls opened and Election Day officially got underway, those mail-in ballots could start to be processed. There's a lot of them. To add to that, we already knew this was going to be a delay. And that's one of the reasons these lawsuits and the counting of the undated ballots is such a big deal, because this race is so tight. Between John Fetterman and Mehmet Oz, it could come down to a few hundred votes. I mean, they're saying that potentially tens of thousands could be affected from these undated ballots. So we're still kind of waiting to see what happens there. But that's one of the reasons there's such a fierce legal fight over whether to count them or whether to not count them. Add to that something Philadelphia did this morning. City officials voted there to reinstate the process for catching double votes. It's a poll book reconciliation process, and they're reinstating this after last week they said they weren't going to. Today, before the polls opened, they decided, you know what, no, we're going to do that, which is where they, you know, reconcile the ballots. It's a labor intensive process. It takes a lot more time. So even the delays we already were expecting from Pennsylvania, that's going to add to it because it's Philadelphia and there's going to be a lot of votes cast there.
All right, speaking of Philadelphia and really Pennsylvania as a whole, crime, a major issue. Of course, inflation, kind of the number one issue for the entire midterm elections. But focusing specifically on Pennsylvania, why is crime such a big issue here, and how these candidates been able to talk about it and to try and get votes in their favor on this issue?
Well, I can tell you one of the things that, as I've been talking to people here on the ground in Pennsylvania, I've been talking to folks since I got here on Sunday about what's important to them. Crime is one of the things that they talk about. It is not the only thing they talk about, which is quite interesting, actually. The things that I'm hearing from people, from voters, here on the ground, that is definitely one of the things. Both candidates in the Senate the Senate race have talked about this a lot. I was just covering the last John Fetterman rally last night before the polls opened this morning. He talked about, you know, crime, and that's the reason that he got into politics in the first place, you know, running for mayor in Braddock, and how, you know, gun violence was a huge issue for him. He talked about that. He, of course, we've heard the same thing from you know, Mehmet Oz, the Republican candidate. That's also been a big topic in the governor's race, which don't sleep on the governor's race either, because that one is not as close as the Senate race, but it's important because the governor is going to choose, they appoint the Secretary of State, and that's the person who oversees the elections. So that is a very important race and a very important post that they're going to appoint at some point in the future, whoever wins.
All right, Tanya, good luck tonight, and thanks again for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.